Sure, by Shirley Roberg.
The regular place for everyone is Shirley Roberg.
37 checkers. My place is private. I was there on my iPad. I get a glass bottle of it. So, you can get it.
I did.
Why? I'm telling you because it's in the tears by Chicago. I have to try. The Rambo place. I work in the East Oregon. I'm going to find a place called RYU. It's like highly upscale Asian restaurant. And even there, I stumbled into it too many times. I was in the kitchen, like that's where I was working. The Arab repeatedly tried putting in the fish, and I had to go to the Mashiach like several times. And the Mashiach was in care about it. The problem is that in America, in America it's like a lot more whatever makeup. Like here it's like so most of the air is working in the kitchen because it's cheaper to brew, and
Yeah, he always has to be stuff. Now you know what's also missing there? She's there.
Say it
morning, you should start.
This
is the cell phone box outside now. Hello, the cell phone box is outside.
Really good.
I'm just going to make everybody get a key to the cell phone box. Maybe it's like self protection. Your cell phone goes off once and if I roll the second time, then you put in the box.
Wow. It's actually pretty fun.
One day, Rebbe knows Rebbe stops here, 2 o'clock, was taken down. It's like you already know it's 2 o'clock.
I can't.
came because
you came because you didn't know Red Bull's here, and now you're just doing
No, I knew who he was. Yesterday I didn't come, so I don't know. Yesterday I thought there was a bond. Yesterday I thought there was shoes in the bond. I was 11:35, I came back 12:25, and we don't even cheer.052719. Do you have any caller?
No, I don't have my phone number.
Oh.
So I was kind of asking you to call. I have a number.
Oh.
I don't want to pick up my phone in front of me.
Have a good day, Tom. I should ask
you.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just a few shows through.
Oh, Lush! Good words for Lush.
Few days, we're handling the sugya of Baba Rav Rimbo Mamed. It's a complicated sugya, and today, Mr. Sim will try and make a little bit more seder in the sugya, and we'll go step by step, and hopefully we'll have a clarified by the time we're finished. The Gemara says that The Fidaman Gamar Dabar Gurin Lamama in Lan Kamam and Dami. So I need a pasuk to tell me that you're over on Bayra Bay Matse. Right? The Gemara says, Hani Khaman Diamar Dabar Gurin Kamam and Dami, Alaman Diamar Lan Kamam and Dami, Maniko Mimar. The Gemara answers, Shani Hacha da Amar Lai Matse. Because we have a special pasuk of Lai Matse, so Mimela, I know that even though normally Dabar Gurin Lamam is Lan Kamam, but in our sugya, you'll be Chayim on Bayra Bay Matse. So we explained yesterday that there are different levels in Dabar HaGayr L'mamen. There are different levels. Level number one, let's say I make a bet with you. I make a bet that I bet you that if you go downstairs to the Aron Kodesh and you rip down the Aron Kodesh, I'll give you $1,000. Okay? So you go and you talk to that. You break down the Aron Kodesh. So now, that's I'm mechayev to pay $1,000. Can I go over to you and say, but Lamaisa, you are mechayev me to pay $1,000. So now, I don't have to pay you. If I care, you have to pay me. You are mechayev me $1,000. Is it, how are you talking? Does that make any sense? Of course not. I think you would all agree that even if you hold Dabar HaGayr L'mamen Kamamad on me, that we wouldn't say that because I was mechayev you to do something or I promised to give you something, that you're mechayev, now you caused me a hefsid and now you're mechayev to pay me back. Because the pshat is because we have no shaykhis. Just because I told you to do something doesn't mean that you have a shaykhis towards me. And mela, I didn't have to do it. And mela, that's not called Dabar HaGayr L'mamen. So that's pashit that you're not chayev. We'll take the next level. We said that Gemara and Baba Kama, that's like Ches, says that if somebody steals chametz, so now he's mechuyev to pay it back. Yeah, Pesach goes by, chametz is also v'hana. So the etzav, even though it's worth nothing, but he could pater his chiyuv by saying harish al chalav v'necha. He'll give it back to the nigzah, and that's good enough. It's still be'ein. Say harish al chalav v'necha. And if somebody comes and says and is mazik that chametz that I was going to use to pay back, so the halacha is that the fear of Shimon, Dabar HaGayr L'mamen Kamamad Ami, you chayev to pay, right? That's called Dabar HaGayr L'mamen. Why? Because since this was the object that I was going to use to pay back my chayev, that was the object that I was going to use to pay back my chayev, and now that you're mazik that object, so memela, you're chayev to pay me. It's kilo. You took away money from me. This chametz to me is money. It's worth something. I can use it to pay back my chayev. And now that you're a mazik, you have to pay back. So that the Gemara says is called Dabar HaGayr L'mamen, and that's a step up. I took something that to you was worth something. I was mazik it, and now I have to pay you back because of that. Yesterday we were mechadish that there's a new type of Dabar HaGayr L'mamen. Unlike in the case of Baba Kama, the Tzadiches, where there's a hischaivos before the hezek happened, right? Reuven stole from Shimon. So Reuven has a hischaivos towards Shimon to pay him back. And now when you're mazik, that thing that Reuven was going to use to pay back Shimon, that's Dabar HaGayr L'mamen. But there's a new madrego. Let's say there is no hischaivos from Reuven to Shimon. Our Gemara, where the B'nai Mechuzo were watching over the chametz of the B'nai Chela. So B'etzam, today there's no hischaivos towards the B'nai Chela to give back, to pay them back for something. Their pikadim, their chametz is still B'ein. It's still here. Narvas, if something will happen to it, if it gets stolen, if it will get lost, then in the future, when that happens, I'll have to pay you back. I'll have to replace that chametz with money. So one could talk about that. That's also considered Dabar HaGayr L'mamen, because that would be something potentially that I could use to pay back my chayv. But L'maisa is different, because today I don't have that chiyuv yet. I don't have that chiyuv today. I don't have the hischaivos today to pay back that chayv. It's not a chayv. I'm doing you a favor. I'm watching something for you. And Enechanami, in the future, if something will happen to it, I'll be able to pay it back. But today, there's no hischaivos. So the whole chiyuv is out I'll say what I'll say. Something that could potentially happen in the future. And we explained yesterday, based on the Rishayim in the sugya, that the Maran Chalava says that Maran Chalava says a lashon that kiven the ikah chadashaita dekoy brishusay. The Hainu, the way this Dover Haberin Lamaman works is that today I don't have a chiyuv to give you anything. I'm just watching your object, right? I was makabel achrayus to watch your object, and I don't have anything. I don't have a chiyuv to give you anything today. However, when something will happen to the chayvets in the future, so in order for me to be chayiv, me the shomer, in order for me the shomer to be chayiv, it has to be that it's in my rishus. If it's not, it's not in my rishus. So what am I being chayiv for? What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything. Sunlight came and it was mazik your object. What did I do? The Torah says that it's in your rishus in order to be chayiv. If it wouldn't be in my rishus, I wouldn't be chayiv. Well, I didn't do anything. Someone came and took your object. Elamai, the Torah puts it in your rishus one moment before the oinus happens, or before the kenevah of the aveda happens, and puts it in your rishus in order to be chayiv. Why does it have to happen one moment before, not like the moment you're mekabel achrayus? The pshat is because if that would happen from the very beginning, so every time you give me an object to watch, I can say when it comes time to give it back, I'm not giving you back the object is mine. I'm giving you back your money instead. So the Torah, therefore, in order to avoid that, what we say is that really the object belongs to the nifka, the mafke the whole time. One moment before the hezek happens, the Torah makes it yours, and then meila you'll be chayiv for the hezek that happens. If you're showing yourself, you'll be chayiv again about Veda. If you're showing, you'll be chayiv again like this. But the Torah puts in your shirt one moment before. That's what Maram Chalav is saying over here. Kiven diga chada shaita dekai b'shusei, may mele it's considered like yours, and therefore you'll be over abayu abayim lotse. And it's taka chiddush to say such a thing, that because the Torah will put it in your shirt in the future, so therefore it's considered yours right now. And emechanami, we only say this because we have a pasuk, right? That's what the Gemara says, that the lefina ma'adir olav kamamandami, I need the pasuk of Lo Yimatze to tell me this chiddush. The Hainu, without the pasuk, I would have said that you're not chayiv, because that's a big chiddush, that's a far stretch, to say that because in the future it's going to be in my rishus, mimila I'm even by Yiron now, but the pasuk of Lo Yimatze is megala, that even now I'm going to be Oivram by Yiron by Yimatze. Avada, it's not mine, legami, kol dinei Torah. I can't be Mekadosh Isha with these comments, right? I can't use it if it's an Esrog. I can't use it on Sukkos. But klavi nedina by yo by motze, while there's a gilui of lo yimotze, I could say that this musig of being in your rishus in the future already makes you be oiger on by yo by motze. Klar? So now this is what we said yesterday. So what will be mechadish today, and these are not my own tradition, this is what Nissen told me this morning when he notified me that I was saying share. So what will be mechadish now, so this part that we said up until now is the Vorfer Avnachum. Now we're taking it a step weiter. We're going to end on and we're going to say that now that we're splitting the different types of Dover Agar Lamaman, one we'll call Hischaivos, that's Sug Aleph of Dover Agarim Lamaman, that I have his chayvus from before. That's like the Gemara Bava Kama on Tzadaches. And then there's another type of Dover Agarim Lamaman called Kabbalas Achrayas. The Hainu that because I was Makabal Achrayas today, that in the future something happens, you'll be chayim, so that's considered in your Rishos and your Agarim Vayiro. So there's a Hischaivus and there's Kabbalas Achrayas. So it could be, and it's a chiddush taka, but this is what we're gonna say. That now that we're saying that in the type of Dover Hagar Lamamin, which we're calling Kabbalas Achrayas, that the whole way it works is because the Torah makes it that it's in your Rishus one moment before the Hezek happens, and that's called Rishuscha, and if you're Rabbi Matze, it could be that's the only time you're Oiver on Baal Yirah. You're only going to be Oiver on Baal Yirah by Yimatze in a Zah type of Dover Hagar Lamamin. But when it comes to a time of Dara Gala moment where there's a Hischaivos from before, where I don't need this Chiddush of Birshusla, of Birshusai Chukai, then Yitaka will not be Oyram Ba'ir Al-Bani Moksei. At least Lifid Rabbana. Kumina Lifid Rabbana. At least Lifid Rabbana. Who hold Dara Gala Laman Lab Kabama Dami. Danu, we started off by saying that the Dabar Gar Lamaman of Ischaivos is a better type of Dabar Gar Lamaman. It makes more sense. This is the object that I'm used to pay that my chayv, and now you are masna, you're chayv. The other type of Dabar Gar Lamaman, Taka Chiddush. I need a pasuk for that. But now that the pasuk was mechadish that, so I can say that it's dafka in this case where you're being oyver and bayi motse, but in the other type of Dabar Gar Lamaman, you're not going to be oyver and bayi motse. So,
although it's a
it's true that it's a chiddush mitzad echad, but the whole the fact that it's considered mine again. Well, what makes it mine? If you hold Torah Rabbeinu Laman Lav Kavanah Dami, why is it mine? The Torah says because we see that it's in Rishos. Oh, so Ein Lecha Ba'al Chiddusha. Dafka on this type of case, where the Torah puts it in Rishos. But another, but another Torah Rabbeinu Laman, it's not considered Rishos. Yeah, could say Zayas. So, Mimela, with this you saw. That we're only saying Dabar Hagar Lamamim is going to be Mechayi Ba'ira in a type of Dabar Hagar Lamamim where it's a Kabbalah Sachrayas and not by Hischayas. With this, we could try and answer the four kashas that we've all been handling for the last 2 days. It was already on the Marim Kamis yesterday and today. So we'll go through the kashas one by one, and hopefully we'll be able to miyashiv with this Yisoy. So the first kasha. And the Marim Rukhamis, it's brought down the Zachren Shesefer. I believe it's called Chukas HaPesach. He's a Heidegger. So he brings down the four kashas. So the first kasha is like this. The Magen Avram is Machadish Ahalocha. The Magen Avram says like this. If Reuven was Mafkid Chomitz Itzel Shimon, here he's going. Reuven's going to America for Ben Azmanim. He gives over his schnapps to Shimon, and he says, "You watch over my schnapps, and you take care of it, right?" So, if Shimon is a Baal Achrayis, what he needs to do is to make sure that Reuven's schnapps was sold. Because if he doesn't sell it, then it's going to be Asur Rano. It's going to be Chamash Arba LaPesach. So Zokta Magen Avraham, what's the halacha if Lamaisa Shimon was did not take care of the Mechiras Chametz? He didn't sell Reuven schnapps. Zokta Magen Avraham, you are called a Pesheya. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. And therefore, it's a breach in your commitment towards Reuven, and Mimil you're gonna be chayiv. Narvas, if the chametz is still around after Pesach, if the schnapps are there, you can tell Reuven, Harisha Chal Vanecha. You can't drink it, but Harisha Chal Vanecha. Right? Amar Be'etzem, he's a Pesheya, he's considered a Pesheya because he didn't sell it. And if Lamaisa, something happens to the schnapps, right? His kid comes and he spills it on the floor, breaks and spills it on the floor, he's going to be chayv. He's going to be chayv. B'chayra, if that's true, effective, and is there. Every gizbar who's in charge of hektish, you have chemtzay shal hektish. So the halacha is that it's true that you, a Yisrael, are not mechuyi to get rid of chemtzay shal hektish. It's not yours. But lemaisa, it's still asur b'hana. Hektish can't have chametz on Pesach. And l'chayra, the gizbar has to make sure that there is no chametz that belongs to hektish. It's not your achrayis. If you have it in your house, you're not going to take care of it because it's not yours. But somebody has to take care of it. So the gizbar has a chiv to take care of it. Now, what if the gizbar doesn't? So again, I mean, it's the same halacha. If nothing happens to it, so then he can say, tell Hektish, HaReish HaKol V'Nacha. And Hektish will hold on to it. But Lemaisa, if something will have it, the gizbar will be chayiv. But Frekta Ben Oizer, if every gizbar is achray and the chemtzah shal nachri, then l'chayra, it is dover hagar l'mamen. If something happens to it, you can no longer say harei shal chal v'necha, and memela, it's a dover hagar l'mamen. So if it's a dover hagar l'mamen, our Gemara says that you should be chayim, so why isn't that every gizbar is oivram b'ayro, mayim matzah, and chemtzah shal hektish? As they correct the noise, kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Yerushalmi brings down a series of prices. One price says that there's a hector of Leirua Lecha, Lecha Veloy Shal Hektish. Lecha Veloy Shal Hektish, like our Gemara says. You're not going to have Leirua on Chantzah Shal Hektish. Another price says that even if it's Chantzah Shal Hektish, you're Chayef. Yeah. In fact, the Yerushalmi, the entire Martani, Afilu Gvoya, we have another price that says that even if it's Hektish, you're Oivran it. Answers the Yerushalmi, T. Potter, the answer is, because of Shuchai Bach Yusuf, Kederb Shimon. The Hainu, the Brisa that says that you're Chayiv in Ba'irah Ba'imotze and Chemtze Shal Hektish is talking about a case where you're Makabal Achrayis on the Hektish. Right? Not every time you're Makabal Achrayis on the Hektish, but if you were Makabal Achrayis, the case that says you're Chayiv is talking about you're Makabal Achrayis, and it's going with fear of Shimon. And since you're Makabal Achrayis, and something happens to you, you're going to have to pay that Hektish. Kum Tachayis is a Dover HaGarim Lamamin, and Dover HaGarim Lamamin, Kamamanamit Lefir of Shimon. Of reference to the Shiloh, that our Gemara over here says that not only Fir of Shimon are you going to be Oiver, even with Fir of Abadim you're going to be Oiver. Al Dover HaGarim Lamamin. We have a Pasuk of Lo Yimatsi. So why does the Yerushalmi say that Dafka if you're of Shimon, you're a Rabbi Motzi. That's question number two. Question number three is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. There's a halacha that if a goy lends money to a Yisrael and he takes a mashkin. He takes a mashkin to make sure that the Yisrael is going to pay back. And l'chayr, if the Yisrael doesn't pay back the halvah, he's going to take the mashkin. So what happens to that mashkin is chametz. Yeah, he takes a bottle of schnapps as a mashkin. Expensive bottle. And the Gemara says that the halacha is that after Pesach, that schnapps is mutar b'hana. Again, Yisrael lent, the goy lent $100 to Yisrael. He takes a bottle of schnapps as a mashkin, and the Gemara says that after Pesach, that schnapps will be mutar b'hana. Shal is why? Well, it belongs to Yisrael. So Gemara says there's two options. One option is that we're talking about where the Yisrael gave the mashkin to the goy, and it was in the rishus of the goy. The Gemara calls that hirhinu etzloi, that it's in the rishus of the goy. The mele is sitting in the rishus of the goy, and the goy has a shibud on it because he lent money to the Yisrael. So the mele, it's not considered the Yisrael's, at least for Ba'yimotzi purposes, and therefore it'll be mutter and behana after Pesach. Right? That's a sugya arucha b'nei atzmai, and Shem Elzman. We'll talk about that, see you later on. The other option is, the Gemara says, that this machlokes is for every halva, when you pay back, is a pshat that it's ki'ilu lima freya, you never owe any money, or is it only mikhan l'ahava? So zok the Gemara, the fidam on the other, the whole is that lima freya, I'm going to bet. So since you're only going to lima freya, since lima freya, there's a gilui milsa, that it never belonged to, the Yisrael, because we say that it belonged to the goy the whole time. If the Yisrael doesn't pay back, so it's feel that mashkin was collected as a chayv for the debt. It was collected as a payment for the chayv. And Mimela, the Mafreya, will say that chametz belonged to the goy the entire time. The Mafreya. So, Rekhti Pnei Yeshua, L'chayra, in that case also, let's say, according to the Teretz of Lamafreya, it's not talking about where the Yisrael gave the chametz in front of the Rishus of the Goy. It's talking about where it's still in the Rishus of the Yisrael. So if it's still in the Rishus of the Yisrael, and what would happen if this mashkin got ruined, it got destroyed? Because Nignav, Neva, Noinus happened, what will be? The Yisrael is now going to have to pay the Goy real money. So Kum Tuchais, that this mashkin is a Dover HaGarim Lamamim. The Yisrael is going to use the mashkin to pay back the goy. If he doesn't use that to pay back the goy, he's going to have to pay back real money. He'll pay back $100. So Kum Tuchais, that mashkin is really a Dover HaGarim Lamamim. So if the Lagar Lamamayim, we say in our sugya, is a reason to be chayav on Bali Rabbi Matzeh, so there also the Yisrael should be over on Bali Rabbi Matzeh. And after Pesach, should be also Rana. Why is it that the Gemara says that in the case of Nachri, Shehil the Yisrael, Chemsoi, that after Pesach it's Mutar Rana? Of the Lagar Lamamayim should be also Rana. That's the third kasha. And the fourth kasha is from the Machlekes. Then we find the Bava Kala between the Ramban and the Ram Misakrata. That someone steals chametz, so who is the Gazan Oiv Rambai Rabbi Motze or not? The Ramban holds that the Gazan will be Oiv Rambai Rabbi Motze, and the Ram Misakrata holds they're not Oiv Rambai Rabbi Motze. You're not going to Rambai Rabbi Motze. B'chayra, Shaktik Tashayla, that why wouldn't you be Oiv Rambai Rabbi Motze? Hare the Gazlan is like Gora from a Shomer that's Makabal Achrayis. If anything happens to this Chametz, the Gazlan is going to be Chayiv. So Mimela, he should be just like a Shomer that was Makabal Achrayis. And Mimela, it's considered a Dabar Avera Mamamim. And it should be Oyver and Bayro Bayimotze. What's Pshat in the Shita of the Ram Mihisakarata? These are the four Kashas. Yeah? So again, very Bekitzer. Very Bekitzer. Why? Question number one. Why is Gizmar not Oyver by Rabbi Motze? Question number two. Why does the Yerushalmi say that only if you're Shem you're going to be Oyver, not if you're Rabbanan? Question number three. Why is it that Chometz, when a guy lends money to Yisrael, it takes a mashkin, then after they say, why don't you see Oyver by Rabbi Motze? And question number four. Why does the Rami Sakrata hold that you're not Oyver by Rabbi Motze? So the answer to these four kashas. Let's go back to the Yisoid that we started off with. Again, the Yisoid that we started off with was a Chiddush. There's two types of Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim. There's the Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim that's called His Chayvus. I had a Chayv from before to pay you something, and I had a way to pay that Chayv. If somebody comes and does something to that Chayvus, that object that I'm going to use to pay my Chayv, so now you caused me a loss. It could be that to other people it's not worth anybody, but to me it is. And Mimela, that's called the Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim, and you're Chayiv. There's another type of Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim called Kabbalas Achrayis. Kabbalas Achrayis is that right now I don't have an Achrayis, but in the future, potentially, I do have an Achrayis. And copy that, the Torah is going to put it into my Rishos in order to be Chayiv when something happens. And the Pasuk of Lo is Megala, that's considered Rishuscha, Rishusaikukha, like our Gemara says. And we're Mechadish that only in such a case are you going to be Oyver on Bayirah Bayimotze. Only in the case where there's a Kabbalah Sakrayas, where the Torah puts into your Rishus, that is the type of case of Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim where you're Chayiv. But in the other case, you're not, with the other type of Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim, you're not going to be Chayiv. Mimela, we'll go through the kashas. Some of the kashas are easier to answer, some of them are more shver, and one of them is extremely shver. We'll go through it one by one. Question number three and number four are easy to answer with this yisoid. We'll start with question number three. Right, the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. A goy lent money to a Yisrael, and he took a bottle of schnapps as a mashkin. What is the reason why? Okay, and let's say the mashkin was by the Yisrael, it got ruined. What is the reason why the Yisrael has to pay back the goy? Is it because he's a shomer and he's chayv on Gneil Va'Aveda? Or is it because he had a chayv already beforehand, his chayv is beforehand as soon as he borrowed the money? It's possible that it's because of his chayvus that he had before. It's true that the way he's going to pay is because he had that bottle of schnapps. But the chayv to pay was already from the beginning. So Mimela, that does not go into the category of Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim and Kabbalah Sakrayis. It goes into the category of Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim where there's a his chayvus before. And in that type of Dabar HaGarim L'Mamayim, you're talking not Oyver on Bal Yirah Bayim Motze. Oh, Gishma, you're not Oyver on Bal Yirah Bayim Motze after Pesach. It's what they brought up. Gevaldik. Question number four. The Rami Sakrata. We asked, why is it that the Rami Sakrata, you're not Oyver on Bal Yirah Bayim Motze? It's Poshid. When a guy steals chametz, Yeah? And now he's mechuyev to make sure that that goes back to the original owner. And he's like a shomer in it. If the oinus happens to it, the gazan is chayev. But why is he chayev? Why is the gazan chayev if the oinus happens to the thing that he stole? Is it because he was makabel achrayus on it now? Avada not. The reason why he's chayev is because he stole chametz. He stole something. So the minute that you steal something, you have a chayev to pay it back. The hischayevus comes already from the beginning. It's true that if something will happen to this, he'll now have to pay back real money, but the chiyuv to pay back came already from before. That's not kabbalas achrayus, that's a hischayevus from before. Memela, you're not going to be over. Memela, that's why he's not over. What did Ramban hold? So. What? Yeah, so it could be maybe the Ramban was only going b'shitas Reb Shimon, and now it's just Chachamim. It could be. But okay, so that's question three and four. Let's go to question number one, a little more complicated. Question number one was, why don't we say that every gizbor is chayim al ba'yiro ba'yimatze and the chomit shel hektish that he's in charge of? Yeah.
That's for the future.
What?
It's future.
Oh, very good. So, the pshat is like, there's a very big difference between our case of Kabbalah Sachrayas in our Gemara to the case of Gizbar. In the case of our Gemara, what's happening? The B'nai Chela gave the Chametz to the B'nai Mechuza, and they told him to wash it. Now, are they chayiv? Is there a chayiv right now for them to pay back something? No, they're just watching over the chametz that belongs to somebody else. The vart is that in the future, when something will happen to it, so minela, that makes it that it's in the rishus one moment before that happens, and we're using that to say that even today, because of the pasuk lo yibatzei. But in the case of the gizbar, that's not what's happening. In the case of the gizbar, the gizbar was already chayiv on this chametz the second Pesach started. The second Pesach started, and this chametz that belongs to Hekdesh, and the gizbar was in charge of that, he was already oiver, he was already pesheya, he already did something wrong. Oh, it's already, there's no musik of birshu saichukai, because in the future it's going to be birshu, you already did what you weren't supposed to do. So Mimela, over there also, there's no concept of birshu saichukai, and Mimela, because of the concept of birshu saichukai, we're not going to say the oiver on Ba'yel Ba'yim Ba'yim. That's what comes out.
The second question is the most rare,
and I'm not going to answer completely. We'll give you your homework, but I'll be pleased to have Pesach how to answer the fourth kasha. Again, the kasha was, why does the Yerushalmi say that dafka l'fir of Shimon, that dafka l'fir of Shimon, you're either on by Rabbi Motzei, by Hektish, by Kotchim, that you're chayv b'achrayis, l'fir of Shimon should be either. We said yesterday that Rechaim says he is soy, that by Kotchim, if I was makter something, and I was makabel achrayis, and something happens to that hektish. So now I have to repay hektish. As makhah is makhah shvehima, I have to repay hektish. I said I read a lie, I have to repay. Yeah. What's the reason why you have to repay hektish? Is the reason why because my original neder that I made, I read a lie, and now something happened, I revert back to my original neder that I have a hischayvus towards hektish to be makhah of a korba? Or is the pshat that my original neder, I was mekayim already. I took care of that. When I was makfish to the behemah, I did that. If geneva ma'aveda happened, so now also the geneva ma'aveda, I have to pay back. I was responsible. I didn't do something that I did something I wasn't supposed to do. So also my geneva ma'aveda, I'm going to repay hektish. Also the geneva ma'aveda, I'm going to repay hektish. So we said yesterday that Reb Chaim was Mechadish, that it's not the pshat that I'm chayim today because of my netter that I made. It's not pshat that it's in his chayus. The pshat is, it's more like a Kabbalah Zachariah's Pekadim, that because of my Gnei Ma'aveda, because of the Gnei Ma'aveda, that's why I'm going to be chayim. So the Chayim would seem that we're going to the category that we're talking about now, Kabbalah Zachariah's. That I know that I'm going to be mechuyev to pay back hektish because one moment before it gets nignav or nevad, it's in my rishus to be chayim on it. But if we would argue on that yisoid, and we would say that by hektish it's not the pshat that's a kabbalah zachariah's, the pshat is that's a his chayvus. If something happens to the behema, so mimela, out's my original nether, that's why I'm going to be mechuyev to pay. So then it's Gansi talking, so that it doesn't go into this category of Rishus Saiku Kari. It's more like the other category of his Haggis from before. And then maybe, I wouldn't say that you're Yom Bari Olay Motzi. So it could be that the Yerushalmi argued on this halacha of Reb Chaim. It could be that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are disputing on this nekuda. How exactly does it fit into the machlokes of the Rabban and Reb Shimon? Kabbalah Zachariah, not Kabbalah Zachariah. That's for you to figure out by night seder for homework. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to go weiter, Behemas Harnoga, and the Bavli Mamshach.
Real talent to go around this. The mannerism. That was it. Okay. Okay. Let's go this.